Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Quick dive into the markets and all the news surrounding market news at 10:08 this morning. Adam Saxo, CEO of Saxo Markets for APEC, joining me live. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Michelle.
Let's start with the U.S. economy, which grew at a rate of 0.5% in the quarter ended June. That's below forecasts of about 8%. What does the pace of growth for the U.S. economy in the second quarter indicate about recovery as a whole, Adam? And what does the Delta variant surge mean for prospects?
Yeah, look, I think it's a bit disappointing that the economy, which everyone thought was growing so well in the second quarter, has underperformed like that. That quarter was really not as affected by Delta, because that's only going to really impact us, I think, in Q3. And so I'm just not convinced that we're going to be moving to hikes as quickly as people have expected. But that is probably a positive thing for the markets overall. You know, I think any delay in, not hikes, but tapering, will be a positive thing for the markets. And so, you know, net, it's a bit hard to say at this stage whether that's going to have a positive or negative impact from a growth versus continual liquidity support from the Fed basis.
What are you looking out for when it comes to U.S. job numbers this week? And do you think it could be more consequential than previous figures?
I think that it's probably, once again, the numbers are going to be for June, where the Delta variant really hadn't fully taken hold then. So I think there will be continuation of what we've seen, which is some improvement in the job numbers. I think the Delta variant impact will be in Q3, and we might start to see some impact in July if there is further shutdowns or any other further non-pharmaceutical interventions taking place in the US. But at the moment, I think for June, the data will be showing the continuation of the improvement we've seen throughout the first half of the year.
More than a quarter of S&P 500 companies opened their books in the coming week. Last week, the focus was on tech companies. The results generally very good, but investors still sold off on the news. What should we be looking out for as investors this week?
Yeah, I think that it's been a very big story on growth versus value in the first half of the year, mm-hmm. with growth underperforming in general versus value. So I think this week, as we look at some of the more value stocks to see whether they are performing well, and whether that theme of value outperforming growth will continue, which has been running from about September last year. So it's getting on towards a year now that we've been having that.
Mm-hmm. This week, I think Chinese stocks, well, not just this week, for the foreseeable future, also going to be closely watched, with companies listed here in Asia as well as those in the US coming under scrutiny. So the latest headline is the US Securities and Exchange Commission responding to Beijing's clampdown on private industry, really halting initial public offering of Chinese companies until they boost disclosure of risks posed to shareholders. We've seen investors selling more than $1 trillion worth of Chinese shares. So broadly, is this time to stay away from Chinese shares, or are there selective opportunities?
I think there are selective opportunities, and I think you've got to look at the industries which are popular in China, the industries which export and make sort of goods, probably less so than the tech, where I think there's still challenges. I'm not sure that the SEC sort of halting or postponing IPOs is going to make much difference, because I think the Chinese have also said that you can't do IPOs without getting permission now. So I suspect that they're not going to be allowing too many US IPOs in the near future. But it's interesting that the China market has opened down again today. It's not looking too great, about 1.5% down so far. I think that there is still quite a bit of risk out there. In the China markets. I mean, we're heading back to levels that we haven't seen for over 12 months now for the China markets.
Do you think that no matter what, Chinese markets just can't be ignored? And I wonder if we could place this in context with what's happened with Tencent. Once the world's darling, and today the world's worst stock bet, $170 billion worth of wipeouts. Do you see an end in sight for the crackdown that we're seeing with China, or do you think, Chinese markets just can't ignore them?
No, I do see an end in sight. I think that these things will go for a while, and then the industry over there will realise that they're going to need to be more involved with the government and what the government's expectations are for them, especially when it comes around to data security and how they treat their users' data. So I suspect a new normal will start to occur, which will probably see lower growth rates overall, which is why we're seeing a re-rating of stocks like Tencent. I don't think they're going to have the freedom with the data that that they've had in the past. And that's probably the precursor to a similar sort of things that might be happening in the US with the likes of Facebook and Google and their unrestrained use of data. You know, they're going to be facing the same sorts of issues in the future as well, I believe.
All right. So we know the two factors that investors are going to be having their eyes on this week is in earnings and job numbers. What is on your radar for this week?
Yeah, certainly the jobs numbers at the end of the week are going to be the primary thing. But I'm looking beyond that towards the inflation data once again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, inflation is what is important for the Fed overall. And they keep talking about transitory inflation and inflation keeps going up. This number, I think, for the July month is going to be crucial because it will tell us whether, the transitory is really transitory or not. If it continues to rise, then I think you'll see the Fed getting very, very nervous and other central banks around the world getting nervous already as well.
Thank you for joining us. Adam Reynolds is CEO for Saxo Markets APAC.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.